Hello, welcome to 633 Discipleship Podcast. Don't you just love Psalm 91? If it's not familiar to you, I really encourage you to read it through and ponder on it. Let God speak to you from it. Let me read it to you now from the Passion Translation paraphrase. When you sit enthroned under the shadow of Shaddai, you are hidden in the strength of God Most High. He's the hope that holds me and the stronghold to shelter me, the only God for me and my great confidence. He will rescue you from every hidden trap of the enemy, and he will protect you from false accusation and any deadly curse. His massive arms are wrapped around you, protecting you. You can run under his covering of majesty and hide. His arms of faithfulness are a shield keeping you from harm. You'll never worry about an attack of demonic forces at night, nor have to fear a spirit of darkness coming against you. Don't fear a thing, whether by night or by day. Demonic danger will not trouble you, nor will the powers of evil launched against you. Even in a time of disaster, with thousands and thousands being killed, you will remain unscathed and unharmed. You will be a spectator as the wicked perish in judgment, for they will be paid back for what they have done. When we live our lives within the shadow of God Most High, our secret hiding place, we will always be shielded from harm. How then could evil prevail against us or disease infect us? God sends angels with special orders to protect you wherever you go, defending you from all harm. If you walk into a trap, they'll be there for you and keep you from stumbling. You'll even walk unharmed amongst the fiercest powers of darkness, trampling every one of them beneath your feet. For here is what the Lord has spoken to me. Because you have delighted in me as my great lover, I will greatly protect you. I will set you in a high place, safe and secure before my face. I will answer your cry for help every time you pray, and you will find and feel my presence even in your time of pressure and trouble. I will be your glorious hero and give you a feast. You will be satisfied with a full life and with all that I do for you, for you will enjoy the fullness of my salvation. What a wonderful psalm. May God bless that to us right now. As I'm recording this, it's March 2020, and coronavirus has become a pandemic with all the trouble and the fear that is causing. And I'd considered this message before that had happened. Listen to verse 1 again. When you sit enthroned under the shadow of Shaddai, you are hidden in the strength of God Most High. Shaddai, or El Shaddai, is Hebrew for God Almighty. Do you ever think of yourself as sitting so close to Almighty God that you're in His shadow? But that is the Bible's picture for us. Ah, but you may say, well, life's so busy and I'm rushing from this thing to the next so much, I haven't time to sit in His shadow, to rest, to meditate, or to ponder. Well, let's consider the story of Israel after they came out of Egyptian slavery. And C.H. Spurgeon, that great old Baptist preacher a couple of centuries ago, paints a picture of this in one of his devotionals. The Israelites in the wilderness were constantly exposed to change, and God led them with a pillar of cloud ahead of them as they travelled through the desert. Whenever it stopped moving, the tents were pitched. But next day, perhaps before sunrise, the trumpet would sound, the ark of God was picked up again, the meeting tent folded up, and the cloudy pillar was leading the way. Up the sides of mountains, along hillsides, around the dry wastes of the desert, scarcely time to rest a little before they heard the call to move again. This is not our resting place. We must move on towards Canaan. They were never really in one place for very long. Yet Moses, who wrote this psalm, wanted them to discover that they had a home in their God, that He was to be their resting place. They
like us, must go on from one place to another, continually changing, never having time to settle or to say, now we're secure, this place, we can live, we can dwell here. Yet, says Moses, though we're always changing, Lord, you have been our dwelling place through all generations. Now look, this is a picture of people physically moving on a long, difficult journey. What does it mean for us? Because going on a journey, especially in the West, is not really all that perilous on the whole. We can sit in a comfortable car, a coach, a train, or an aeroplane and relax. But so much of the rest of our lives is not relaxed. We're not at rest. We're stressed. Bad news comes and impacts our lives. We fail at things we wanted to succeed at and sense intense disappointment, perhaps even doubting our own abilities or our identity. It's at times like this that so many of us need a resting place. And Moses would tell us it's found in God, under his shadow, through a close relationship with him. Verses 9 and 10 again. When we live our lives within the shadow of God Most High, our secret hiding place, we will always be shielded from harm. How then could evil prevail against us or disease infect us? In the New International Version, it puts it like this. If you say, the Lord is my refuge, and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you, no disaster will come near your tent. This verse does not say we will never get sick, but it does clearly spell out where our security can be found when sickness comes. Paul is writing to the Ephesians in chapter 2, verse 6, and he says this, God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. The Old Testament position and the New Testament position of those who trust in Christ, in God, is the same. Sitting, resting, with him, in him, secure in him. Whatever comes against us, busyness, stress, sickness, whether that's physical or mental illness, temptation, flood or famine, failure, financial difficulty, even death or bereavement, if we're living close to our Saviour, we can be assured that our future is secure. Nothing can ultimately harm us. Or to use Jesus' words, nothing can drag us out of his hands. And you know, that sense of security, if we make it an everyday experience through taking time to be close to Jesus, can deal with the stress we would otherwise experience. It can help us to see a way through our other challenges. It can even benefit our health and help us fight off so much common disease. A mind and a heart at rest, to a great extent, produces a body that remains in health. The challenge that we face then is making the positional truth about our life in Christ an actual daily reality for us. And this is where another word that Paul uses to the Roman Christians can help us so much. And it's to do with having our minds renewed, with thinking in a new way. Look at it like this. When you go to the shops, the shopkeeper or the checkout assistant tells you how much your shopping will cost. They've probably worked it out on the cash register as they scanned the item or punched in the cost of each item. Of course, they didn't work it out. The machine did it for them. But years ago, for many of us, when we went to the shops, we kept a total of all the items in our heads and added up as we went around so that we had an idea when we got to the till of how much it would be. We reckoned it up, or we worked it out in our heads. Well, Paul uses this word. He writes this to the Romans. Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Reckon yourselves. Other translations put it like this. Count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. That's the NIV. The English Standard Version puts it like this. You also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. You see, Paul wants us to use the same mental capacity about our faith, our life with Christ, as we would in the shops. As a Christian, reckoning is a mental exercise that needs to become a mindset or a way of thinking. For example, I may not feel or be experiencing the closeness of Jesus in a particular situation. I may even be feeling estranged from him because of my own sin. But I can reckon, consider, and I can act as if I'm dead to sin, alive in Christ, at home in God, seated with Christ, holy, righteous, and living in safety. Why? Because of who God is and what he says over my life. Where I need to repent of actual sin, I will do so, but I will never consider or reckon that God has left me or that I've been taken away from him, because that is not what he says can happen. In fact, in Hebrews 13, 5 and 6, it says that he, God, has said this, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Sometimes, my friends, there's a gap between where we feel we are and where God says we are and where he is. But always reckon, count on his truth over your feelings or experience. Never separate what he says from how you feel. Allow his words to you to soak so deep that your thinking is changed and you can reckon on his love and care in every situation. Now, those verses I read just now from Hebrews are a quote from Moses speaking to the Israelites when they were in the wilderness, the Moses who wrote Psalm 91. So whether we're stressed, busy, overactive, challenged, struggling, or having the greatest time of your life, remember where you are sitting. In Christ, in the shadow, under the cover of Almighty God's care, love, and provision, so that you can walk your life resting in him all the time. You see, with Jesus, you can sit and walk both at the same time. Now that is a supernatural lifestyle. Let's pray together. Father God, I pray for each one of us that our eternal position in Christ will become more and more real to us than our life in the here and now. That we will be so captivated by Jesus that he will be our first thought and our greatest thought, even when the world is crowding in around us. And Father, I pray for those listening to me now who are struggling with things, struggling with their busyness, struggling with pressure or with stress, with trouble of one sort or another, struggling with illness or opposition or financial difficulty or finding relationships in turmoil. For those who are feeling failure, those who are experiencing temptation to sin, Father, for these friends, may they know who they are, children of God. For anyone, Father, listening who is not sure about their relationship with Jesus, Lord Jesus, would you make yourself real to them by the power of your Holy Spirit? May they come to you in repentance, saying sorry for their sin, turning their backs on the past, and looking to you to save, to restore, and to keep them. Lord, may your people know where they are, wrapped in your massive arms of love. May they know who they are, children of the living Almighty God. And oh Father, we pray today that our thinking might be renewed, so that what you say to us will always overcome what we feel and what we experience in this life. We ask it by the power of your Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, Amen.
Thank you for listening to this 633 Discipleship Podcast. Please check back soon to see other content on the website or on Facebook or on Twitter. God bless.